On the page, turn to the book of 2 Peter. 2 Peter chapter number 1. Hallelujah. 2 Peter chapter number 1. Praise the Lord. It's a pleasure to be at the Highway of Holiness again tonight. Praise the Lord. 2 Peter chapter number 1, verse number 12. Wherefore I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though ye know them and be established in the present truth. Yea, I think it meet, as long as I am in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance. Knowing that shortly I must put off this my tabernacle, even as our Lord Jesus Christ hath showed me. Verse number 13 says, yea, I think it meet, as long as I am in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance. You know what I think the Apostle Peter was saying here? He said, hey, as long as I'm here, I'm going to stir you up. I'd like to preach about that for just a little bit, about stirring us up. Amen. Lord Jesus, thank you for the opportunity to be in your house. I ask for your help and your anointing right now, for just the next few minutes, to help this people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. I'm here to stir you up. Amen. A lot of times when preachers gets up and preaches, you say, well, he's not trying to work us up, is he? Amen. I think Peter right here was trying to do that very thing. He was trying to get the people here he was writing to look back at what the Lord had brought them from, look back at what he had done for them, and try to stir them up and to realize, hey, even though you may be in a dry place right now, and even though it may seem like the circumstances are against you right now, amen, if you'll just look back at what the Lord's done for you in the past and see what the victories you've won in the past, hey, friend, we can make it tonight. Amen. If you look at this when he's talking about stirring you up, I thought about a fire, and if you get a fire going and you put the logs on there, if you don't do nothing to stir it up every once in a while, the fire's going to die. Amen. If you just start that fire and never add any more wood to it, never do anything with a poker and poke at that fire, it's not going to be long until the fire's going to die down a little bit. And if you're not careful, the fire will go out. Friend, let me tell you something. I feel like in some of our hearts, the reason why the fire is not burning like it once did is because some of us have neglected to stir up the fire, to stir up the gift of God that's in each of us tonight. Amen. We've got to be stirred up. That's what homecoming's done for us. It has stirred our souls up. Peter said, I stir you up by putting you in remembrance. By putting you in remembrance. And let me take us down a trip, take a trip down memory lane for just a little bit. Amen. Do you remember what it was like the night that you got saved? Amen. Let me tell you what happened for me. I was at Granite City Youth Camp. I'd been in church all my life. I'd been a good kid. I really didn't get in too much trouble. No more than what the average kid gets into. I'd been in church all my life, and all I'd ever known was the shouting and the rejoicing of the saints of God and being underneath pastors like Brother Gallagher and Brother Belt. And I was raised in church all my life, but I went to a public school, and I began to get around the friends there at the public school. And they started introducing me to things like rock music and country music, things that I had never heard before, never seen before. And before I knew it, I was starting to get away from what my mama and daddy was telling me. I was at the age of 9 years old, I was going behind their back doing things they didn't know I was doing. And I went to Granite City Youth Camp. It was on a Wednesday night. Brother Jim Suits was the night speaker. And I remember I went to the altar on Wednesday night, and I knelt down by the platform over on the piano side. And that night I gave my heart to the Lord. I dedicated everything I had to the Lord. Friend, let me tell you something. When I look back at that day and I see what Jesus did for me, when I look back at what the change he made in my life and how he's redeemed me and set me free from the bondage of sin, and even those times whenever I may be getting a little down and it seems like the pressures of life are coming against me, if I can remember what Jesus did for me back at Granite City Youth Camp in 1987, friend, it brings a joy to my heart again. It brings a stirring in my soul again, because I know that Jesus Christ is my Redeemer. Amen. When I think about that, it stirs my soul because I know that He is the Savior. Amen. One of my favorite passages of Scriptures, and I preached on it last year at homecoming, on Ephesians 2, 1 through 4, where he goes through, and you hath it quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sin, were in times past you walked according to the course of this world. But if you go through and list a lot of bad things, how we used to be and how we used to act. But if you get to verse number 4, it says, but God, who is rich in mercy. Amen. That makes all the difference right there. Amen. God is rich in mercy. Even though we were sinners, even though we did not deserve His grace, even though we were sinners and wretched and vile, amen, He came by with His precious blood and He's redeemed us and set us free. Amen. He commended His love toward us. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Amen. Friend, let me tell you something. That ought to stir our hearts tonight. Amen. Even though we're tired on this Saturday night, amen, that ought to give us a reason to raise our hands and give the Lord praise because He has redeemed us. Amen. Amen. I'm thankful for holiness. I'm thankful for holiness preaching. But there's something that kind of gets on the nerves just a little bit, if you let me talk about it just for a second. As a young preacher, it kind of just gets me a little on edge sometimes. A preacher get up and he'll preach on standards, and I believe him, and I think we need to preach them. Amen. And we'll shout that preacher down, and we'll say, come on, preacher, preach it. But then somebody get up and preach about the blood, and preach about victory over sin, and because of the sacrifice that Jesus made at Calvary, and we'll sit on that preacher. If there's anything we need to rejoice about, if there's anything to praise God about, it's the fact that He went to Calvary's Hill and paid the ransom for our souls, and He's redeemed us tonight and set us free. I never shall forget the day when the Lord saved me. Amen. He's been the dearest friend I've ever had. Amen. He set me free from the bondage of sin. That stirs me up this night. Amen. I'm here to stir you up. Amen. I remember at Elko Youth Camp 2 years later, 1989. I remember that night. It was on Monday night. Brother Gary Enfield got up and he preached on the Holy Ghost like he does so often when he's a preaching. And I was seeking after the Holy Ghost. I'd been seeking for 2 years, but it seemed like I couldn't get through to it. Amen. That night was no different. I came and I raised my hands and I was praising the Lord, but it just seemed like I couldn't get through. The next day at Elko, I was standing in the lunchtime. Amen. And I began to think about, oh, well, I need the Holy Ghost. Lord, I want the Holy Ghost so bad. Amen. The Lord put His finger on my life right there in that lunchtime at Elko, and I dedicated some things to God while I was standing in the lunchtime that night when I got to the night service. Amen. Brother Enfield got up and preached on just inside the gate. Amen. When he made his altar call, I ran to the altar. He preached about heaven, but I was seeking the Holy Ghost. Amen. I got there and it wasn't 10 minutes. I raised my hands up and I began to worship the Lord, and instantly and suddenly, like it did, amen, in the book of Acts, there came a sound from heaven and the Holy Ghost flooded my soul, and I began to speak with tongues as the Spirit of God gave me utterance. Amen. Friend, let me tell you something. Do you remember what it was like that night when you got the Holy Ghost? Whenever Jesus came by with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and filled your soul and gave you power over sin, gave you power over the devil. Amen. That ought to stir our hearts tonight. Amen. He's baptizing us with the Holy Ghost. Amen. That ought to stir our hearts tonight. And because He has baptized us with the Holy Ghost. Amen. You know what? He's still baptizing with the Holy Ghost. Amen. If you come tonight needing the baptism, before you leave, you can get. Amen. He still fills with the Holy Ghost. Amen. I told you I was just taking a little trip down memory lane, if that's all right. Amen. It was the next year. Elko Youth Camp. Gary Edenfield was the night speaker again. And I was seeking after the Lord, and God had been dealing with my heart. Amen. And I got there that evening and I was really praying, Lord, have you called me to the ministry? Have you really called me to preach? I was wrestling with the call to the ministry. I was only 12 years old. Amen. But I remember in that youth camp, they had a question and answer period on Thursday in that youth camp. And I wrote the question, Brother Collins, how do you know when you're called to preach? How do you know when you're called to preach? And I wrote that question in, and Brother Enfield was the one that got the answer. And he told about his experience whenever he knew that he was called to preach. And he told his stories. And so I said, well, if it weren't for Brother Enfield, it'd work for me. And so I went home. I didn't tell nobody else about the call to preach. 2 months later, my youth pastor called me up and said, hey, we're having a youth in charge on a Saturday night here at Bethel Chapel. Would you preach it for me? Amen. I went that night at the age of 12 and I preached my first message. My first message was on the name of Jesus. What greater text can you take than He's wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. And that night at Granite City, 7 years ago Monday, amen, I restarted my ministry as a young preacher. Amen. And it's been 7 years ago, and tonight I'm still preaching the gospel. I'm not near where I ought to be, but I'm sure far away from where I was. Please let me tell you something. When I look back at what God's done for me, and how He's led me on, and how He's baptized me, and filled me with the Holy Ghost, and how He's called me to preach, then let me tell you something that stirs my heart tonight. Stirs my heart. Amen. I'm so far from where I was. Amen. At the age of 10, amen, in the middle of all this, my dad died of a massive heart attack at the age of 33. And I went through some tough times. Amen. But when I look back and I see how God's had His hand of providence on my life and how He's helped me and how He's been a guide through the troublesome times, then let me tell you something. When you look back at all that the Lord's done for you and you see all how He's provided and how He's made a way for you, when you thought there's no way out, amen. Oh, then let me tell you, that ought to stir our hearts tonight. And give us a reason to worship. And give us a reason to praise. Amen. Because He has done so much for us.
Come on, brother.
Amen. Hallelujah. I don't go to places I used to go before. Things I used to say, I don't say them anymore. I've become acquainted with new family and friends. There's been a lot of change since I've been born again. What a change. What a change. Hallelujah. I'm not the same. It's different now since Jesus came. Hallelujah. What a change. I don't go to places I used to go before. The things I used to say, I just don't say them anymore. Amen. Friend, let me tell you something. The Lord's made a change in my life. Amen. I was once a sinner. I once was lost. Amen. But He has saved me, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, called to preach. Amen. Let me tell you something. I don't know how it happened for you. I don't know if he's at a prayer meeting. I don't know if he's where he's on the job. Amen. But let me tell you something. Let me take you back to the place where you got saved. Amen. If you're here tonight and you're struggling with problems and it seems like the pressures of life are all around you and you wonder if God's really even listening to you, let me take you back to the place where He saved you. Let me take you back to the place where He baptized you with the Holy Ghost. Let me take you to the place where He's dealt with your heart those times when you didn't think He's going to be able to get through the problem, and He's provided a way every time. I want to stir you up tonight by way of remembrance. Amen. He's done so much for us. He's done so much for us. Amen. He's done so much for us. So much. Oh, man, let me tell you something. Oh, the goodness of the Lord. Oh, how great is the Lord. The psalmist David said, how great is our God, and greatly to be praised. Amen. When you look at all He's done, when you look at the homecoming you've had this week, and how He's blessed you, and He's touched you, amen, that ought to make us come to the house of God just a little bit lighter, saying, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Let me remind you of what's happened this week. Amen. You've had homecoming. The Holy Ghost has been here. He's helped you. I heard about how Brother Collins took off around the church house. Amen. Friend, He's blessed you this week. He's come by with His Holy Ghost to refresh you and to revive you. Amen. Let me stir you up tonight. He's here again tonight. If we'll press in, if we'll get in and worship the Lord, He can come by for us again tonight on Saturday night and give us the Holy Ghost outpour like we haven't heard. Amen. In a long time. Amen. Maybe you sat here through homecoming and you sit there and you watched others get in as the Holy Ghost fell. But let me tell you something. Tonight's your night. Amen. If you'll get in and press in, amen, the Lord can stir your heart. He can stir your heart. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. But I want to stir, take your mind back to one other thing real fast. Amen. I want to remind you, lest you should forget. Amen. There's a change of coming.
that hasn't happened yet. It'll take place in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye. Our bodies will be changed, and heaven we will fly. Oh, what a change. You look around and you say, Brother Dennis, right now, the circumstances I'm in and the troubles I'm in, I don't know if I can make them through. Let me remind you of something tonight. Let me try to stir your heart tonight by reminding you of something. Amen. There's not always going to be these days of labor. There's not always going to be these days of sorrow upon this world. And we're not always going to have to fight demons. We're not always going to have to fight battles. Amen. But there's coming a day, a glorious day, a wonderful day when Jesus, He's going to split the eastern clouds. Amen. He's going to come in the clouds, as we talked about last night. And He's going to come for His redeemed. He's going to come back for His church. And He's going to rapture us out of here. Amen. All it seems like it's tough now. But then look up, for your redemption draws nigh. Amen. It's closer than it's ever been. Amen. The rapture's coming. Jesus is coming. Amen. Let me remind you of that. Sometimes I think we go along our merry little way and we forget sometimes. Amen. That Jesus is coming back. We live our lives in such frivolous ways and we go about so unconcerned about the lost and so unconcerned about our brothers and our sisters. And we forget that in any moment, at any second, the Son of God could come back. Let me remind you something tonight. Let me remind you that Jesus is coming back. He is coming back. He is coming back. But you say He's been gone so long. Are you serious when He's coming back? Hey, has God ever lied to you? Has He ever let you down? If the answer is no, get ready to go. He will come back. He will come back. In our war, in the war of independence. In the war of independence. There was a man by the name of Paul Revere.